Task 3.
Welcome to the programme The Buildings Are Biting Back. It sounds like a scene from a science fiction movie where the world's skyscrapers take on a life of their own and start terrorising innocent pedestrians. But one grand addition to London's skyline seems to have been doing exactly that. On an extremely hot day, the innovative 37-storey building gave passers-by a shock when it began beaming an intense ray of light down onto a neighbouring street. The skyscraper curves from a narrow base to a wider top. The higher floors of the building are larger than those below, creating more space on less land. However, the curved glass that slants down towards the street created a magnifying glass effect. As a result, the concentrated rays of sunlight reflected from the facade were reported to have damaged cars parked in the area. The building's first victim was a Jaguar parked below. A beam of light melted the paint and bodywork of the vehicle. Some damage was beyond repair. The City of London suspended 3 parking bays in the street while they investigated the issue. Until a more permanent solution could be found, the developers installed a 2-storey netted shield to cover the front of the building. Architect Raphael Vinoli admitted that he knew the facade of his curvy London skyscraper might focus intense beams of sunlight onto a neighbouring street, and so the building was originally designed with horizontal sun louvres, that is, special blinds which were to prevent such a strong glare. However, at the time, such a costly precaution was not considered essential, and the developers decided to economise by getting rid of the louvres. In the interview, Vinoli suggested that global warming should also be blamed. "When I first came to London years ago, summers weren't that hot," he said. One may wonder. There have been so many famous instances of contemporary buildings with gleaming curved surfaces causing glare that it's a bit astonishing to see another such example of architectural malpractice. Vinoli's infatuation with concave surfaces on his buildings has already proven harmful at a Las Vegas hotel he designed. Why does he keep doing this?
Listen to the recording once again.
Welcome to the programme The Buildings Are Biting Back. It sounds like a scene from a science fiction movie where the world's skyscrapers take on a life of their own and start terrorising innocent pedestrians. But one grand addition to London's skyline seems to have been doing exactly that. On an extremely hot day, the innovative 37-storey building gave passers-by a shock when it began beaming an intense ray of light down onto a neighbouring street. The skyscraper curves from a narrow base to a wider top. The higher floors of the building are larger than those below, creating more space on less land. However, the curved glass that slants down towards the street created a magnifying glass effect. As a result, the concentrated rays of sunlight reflected from the facade were reported to have damaged cars parked in the area. The building's first victim was a Jaguar parked below. A beam of light melted the paint and bodywork of the vehicle. Some damage was beyond repair. The City of London suspended 3 parking bays in the street while they investigated the issue. Until a more permanent solution could be found, the developers installed a 2-storey netted shield to cover the front of the building. Architect Raphael Vinoli admitted that he knew the facade of his curvy London skyscraper might focus intense beams of sunlight onto a neighbouring street, and so the building was originally designed with horizontal sun louvres, that is, special blinds which were to prevent such a strong glare. However, at the time, such a costly precaution was not considered essential, and the developers decided to economise by getting rid of the louvres. In the interview, Vinoli suggested that global warming should also be blamed. "When I first came to London years ago, summers weren't that hot," he said. One may wonder. There have been so many famous instances of contemporary buildings with gleaming curved surfaces causing glare that it's a bit astonishing to see another such example of architectural malpractice. Vinoli's infatuation with concave surfaces on his buildings has already proven harmful at a Las Vegas hotel he designed. Why does he keep doing this?